minds work together for our good. You made all things work together for our good. You made all things work together for our good. You made all things work together for our good. Sing it, you make. You made all things work together for our good. Yes, you made all things work together for our good. You made. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the glorious name. Yes, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Yes, blessed be your glorious name. Yes, blessed be your glorious name.
Grace has found me just now.
empty-handed, but a life in your hands. We're singing majesty. In the presence of your majesty, sing forever. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty,
forever we are changed.
Yes, forever we are changed by your love. The presence of your majesty.
God, we thank you that your love changes us, and that we are forever changed by meeting you and knowing you and coming to see you for who you really are. And we thank you for that, God. And in light of that, God, we bring to you our requests, our prayers for healing, for things that, because we live in this fallen world, are not right. And we just bring them to you this morning. We pray for Ariella, the 18-year-old friend of Lori Cole, who has found out she has breast cancer at such a young age. I just pray that you'd be with her and her mother as they walk through this. I just pray that that there would be healing, and that that you would just, that they would know your peace in the midst of this suffering that they're going through. And we also pray for Ron Hanna as he's recovering from knee replacement surgery. Pray that you would help his knee to recover quickly and fully. Just pray that you would give him patience as he recovers. We also pray for Nate Erb as his knee has a sore knee this morning and is in his home from church. I just pray that his knee would heal quickly. We also pray for all the other needs for healing that are on this list. There are many, and I won't read all of them, but God, we pray for them. Pray for those that have chronic conditions that they are trusting you with their life, and pray for those who are just advanced in years and their health is not what it used to be. We pray for those who are in the latter stages of sickness and where there's no seeming hope of recovery, but just a trusting in you with their life. And I just pray that you'd be with them. Pray for all of those that are expecting. Pray for Jonathan and Natalie, for Mary and myself. Pray for the De Leon family. We also give you praise and thanks this morning to hear that Leah and Jeremy Denlinger are right, I believe, this very minute flying to Uganda to bring home Ernest. And just pray that you'd be with them as they their family is joined together. Just pray that there would, that transition would be one that is just a good one and a full one. And God, we thank you for the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. We pray for all those different and unique ways, and pray for the Church Planting International as they are going to be here soon in our Sunday school hour, and also in church on September 11th, I believe it is. Just be with them in their ministry. Pray for Deanne Zimmerman as she's in Thailand, ministering in the school. Pray for Mark and Kristen as they minister in Pucallpa, Peru. And Tiffany Nunez as she's going through medical school. through Victoria's Fund in Bolivia and is now directing a children's ministry, the Josiah's House, I believe it's called. And God, we just pray for our nation and for the world, pray for peace in the world. Pray again, as I do almost every Sunday, that the worship of Yahweh would come to places where there is no worship of Yahweh, that hearts would be changed. And we thank you. We know that that is happening more than what we hear about. And thank you for the ways that we can come alongside your kingdom in prayer, and that we can support the saints all around the world in amazing ways through prayer, which is, it's in praying for these things, we serve an economy of your kingdom that just doesn't make sense to us. And yet we know it's there, it's powerful, and yet we don't completely understand it. And so, God, we lift all of these things to you in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be at church again.
I forgot to tell you, when Sandy Kissinger returns to the hospital on Thursday, is it going to open up the chest and scrape?
Okay. Okay, so an addition to our prayer list, Sandy Kissinger is going to be returning to the hospital on Thursday, I believe you said, and is going to be going through some more surgery again to deal with, I believe, an infection that was there at the surgery, at the site of the surgery. So we will definitely be adding that to our prayer list, that detail. And also we can be praying for her this week. And I'll just pray for her right now, too. God, we do pray for Sandy, as we now know of this detail of this upcoming week with her surgery. Pray that you would be with her, that all of the infection, anything that would be there, would be taken care of. And just pray that she would make a full recovery after this. In your name we pray. Amen. It's good to see everybody. I always tell my kids, when we go to church, we get to meet together with the saints, and it's something that I always love doing. And seeing all your faces, it's very good. And so anyway, I'm going to go into the announcements here. This morning we'll be having another installment in the Highlights from Hebrews sermon series, which I'm looking forward to. Also, on our calendar here on Friday is the men's breakfast. So if you can come on out. I'll be there. I'm not sure what we'll be talking about, but I'm sure we'll find something to talk about. Or we'll just chat or something, which is always fun. Also, don't forget about the Sunday morning prayer time at 9:45. I know I saw some folks down there this morning. Do feel free to come out, and it's a great time of prayer. We can pray for, pray for just about anything, and it's a great way to come together. You know, I know it says in God's word, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I'm there. And so do come out if you have a chance. Again, the announcement is in here about the volunteers needed for the toddler nursery. And see Krista or Mike Shirley if you want to help with that. We're definitely looking for some volunteers. And I believe, okay, the Sunday school will be resuming. Sunday school will resume on September 11th. It will begin with Stephen Shepherd and Church Planting International being here. And then the following week, we will begin our Sunday school series. We have a lot of ideas up in the air. We're not sure yet what we're going to start with. So that'll be interesting. And it's been an exciting process to think about what to do and what to learn about in our Sunday school hour. I believe that is all the announcements at this time. If I'm forgetting any, please let me know. And if that is not the case, then I believe we can greet one another in Jesus' name at this time.